Married at First Sight. Chapter 4429. Zachary had taken Sunny to kindergarten. The elderly lady gently touched her great-grandson's face and asked, "What's the baby's name? Have you and your wife decided yet? Or would you like us to help name him?" She looked eager. She had named her own son, and she and her husband had named their grandchildren together. But when it came to her great-grandson, she chose to respect her eldest grandson and his wife's wishes, letting them decide. She didn't insist on naming him herself. Serenity replied, "Zachary York hasn't decided yet. I'm not good at naming and don't know what to choose. I'll leave it to him. The baby's still young, we'll just call him Baby for now. Once we have a name, we'll use it."
"That's fine.
There's no rush. Take your time. It's only been a few days since you were discharged from the hospital." Though Serenity felt like she'd been home for a long time, when she counted the days, it really had only been a few. Her older sister had returned to Jensburg for work. As the head of the household, Serenity couldn't leave for long either. Her sister had promised to come back when the baby turned 1 month old. Catherine was away on her honeymoon, but she had also told Serenity she and Pedro would return to celebrate the baby's 1 month mark. "Grandma, have Tatum York and Miss Ormond come back yet?" After washing her face, Serenity came out, sat on the sofa, and prepared to eat breakfast. Just then, her mother-in-law knocked on the door. She came in holding a tray with a bowl of soup. "Serenity, are you just starting breakfast?" she asked. "When your grandma brought it up earlier, the soup wasn't fully cooked. It's ready now. I brought it up for you."
"Thank you, Mom. I was just about to eat. Have you eaten yet?"
As she spoke, Serenity stood up and tried to take the tray, but her mother-in-law, Tanya York, wouldn't let her. "Don't worry about it, we've already eaten. Sit down and enjoy your meal. The soup is still hot, so you can drink it after you eat.
We've already eaten, so go ahead and eat quickly.
The soup is still hot, you can drink it later." Tanya York set down the tray, picked up the bowl of soup, and placed it in front of Serenity. Since her daughter-in-law had returned home to recover after giving birth, Tanya York had changed her old habit of sleeping until noon. Now, she woke up at dawn every day. She personally supervised the kitchen and ensured breakfast was prepared for Serenity. Although ingredients were bought fresh daily, she constantly reminded everyone that freshness was essential. Each of the eldest young ladies' meals had to be nutritionally balanced and varied, so she wouldn't get bored or lose her appetite.
"Okay," Serenity replied. "Is the baby asleep?"
Tanya York also wanted to see her eldest grandson. More than 10 years had passed since the birth of the ninth young master, and only now had the York family welcomed an eldest grandson. Tanya York was overjoyed. She would go upstairs dozens of times a day just to see the baby. Since her husband was a father-in-law, it wasn't appropriate for him to enter the daughter-in-law's room, so he asked her to take daily videos of the baby for him. Now, the majority of photos on Tanya York's phone were of her eldest grandson. "Yes, she just fell asleep after feeding. Grandma's watching her in the room." Tanya York nodded and told Serenity to eat slowly, then headed into the bedroom to check on the baby. Just as she entered, the baby woke up. The little one didn't cry upon waking. He kicked his legs energetically and soon kicked off the quilt covering him. The baby's awake, these little legs are really strong. The old lady watched as the baby kicked off the quilt but didn't stop him. Only after he had fully kicked it off did she cover him back up. When she saw Tanya York enter the room, she said to her daughter-in-law, "Junyi, come take a look at this little one. His calves are really strong, he kicks off the quilt with such energy." Tanya York walked over, wanting to pick up the baby. But the old lady stopped her and said, "Don't hold him unless he cries. Let him play by himself for a bit. How can he play at such a young age?" Tanya York pulled her hand back and said, "Mom, the baby doesn't seem to cry much. I haven't even heard him cry.
You're too far away, how could you hear him? Zachary's room is soundproof, and you don't have super hearing. Besides, Zachary is personally taking care of Serenity and the baby. He learned so many child-rearing skills in advance. If the baby keeps crying under his care, that would mean he's not doing a good job as a nanny. As she finished speaking, the old lady picked up the baby. Tanya York couldn't help but ask, "Mom, you just said not to hold him if he doesn't cry, so why did you pick him up?" "I saw him pouting, he's about to cry. So I picked him up quickly." "Don't cry, baby, Grandma's got you." Tanya York glanced at her grandson in the old lady's arms. Her eyes had never left him. When did he pout? Her mother-in-law wouldn't let her hold the baby but didn't hesitate to hold him herself. Babies just a few days old often fall back asleep soon after waking. Sure enough, cradled in his grandmother's arms, the baby dozed off again within 2 minutes. "He's such a good baby. Just like Zachary when he was born, he didn't cry much either." Tanya York looked at her grandson and recalled the moment her eldest son was born. "That's only because the baby is full. Wait until he's hungry, then you'll hear him cry. When Zachary was little, he was only obedient when he was well fed. Try starving him, he'd cry so loudly the whole villa could hear." Tanya York replied, "I don't remember much. It's been over 30 years. In my memory, Zachary was a very easy baby to take care of." In truth, after Zachary York was born, it was mostly her mother-in-law who looked after him. When Zachary was a few months old, he stopped crying. Whenever he woke up, he'd either shout or kick the crib hard to get the attention of the adults. Check if he's pooped. If not, he's either hungry or wants to be held. That boy was clever from a young age, you could already tell he had a calm personality. The eldest grandson had shown leadership qualities since he was little. He was calm, clever, and handled things with maturity. Because of this, she and her husband had long viewed him as the family's future successor and began grooming him early. It turns out they were right. Zachary York truly had that kind of personality. Now, he shoulders the family's responsibilities and runs the York Group with great success. The old lady gazed lovingly at the baby in her arms and said with emotion, "It feels like just yesterday I was holding little Zachary, and now I'm holding Zachary's son. Time really flies. The children have grown up, and we've grown old." Tanya York gently touched her grandson's tiny face, eyebrows, and little hands. No matter how much she looked at him, she couldn't get enough. She said, "That's true." In the blink of an eye, the children grew up, got married, had children, and became parents. "I'm a grandmother now, and Mom, you're a great grandmother. Tatum York will probably get married this year. I only have 2 sons, and once they've both settled down, my mission as a mother will be complete. Thank you, Mom." Tanya York sincerely thanked her mother-in-law. It was her mother-in-law who had helped choose her son's wives, allowing her, as a mother, to be free of those worries. Having such a kind and capable mother-in-law, she thought, was a blessing she must have earned in her past life.